This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The UN predicts there will be nearly 10 billion people on the planet by mid-century. At a time the Earth is heating up, this implies the need to produce more food in new ways, even indoors. Last year, venture capitalists put $17 billion into about 1,400 companies that are trying to grow food indoors. Carol Zimmer reports on an example.
We're standing in a parking lot in the Bed-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn, peering through a plate glass window of a shipping container at rows of herbs that are growing in water, lit by bright purple LED lights.
So this is our basil.
Sarah Ann Horton is the farm manager at Urban Farm Square Roots.
We grow them in what we call towers. Each shipping container is a plot of land, and then each tower is like a row of crops.
There are 10 shipping containers at Square Roots where urban farmers also grow mint and chives in an environment controlled for light, air, and water. Messengers deliver the herbs to about 75 local retailers within a day of being harvested. At the Park Slope Food Co-op, produce buyer Cecilia Rembert purchases herbs from Square Roots. She says its prices are competitive with organic growers. Just under 1 ounce of chives costs about $2. Rembert also buys lettuce from indoor farms like Gotham Greens.
They tend to last a long time, and they don't have to be handled as much as soil-grown greens do, and they don't have to travel as far.
Square Roots plans to open its second farm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the fall. It has raised $5 million in venture capital. But it's expensive to farm this way. The process is labor-intensive, and energy costs are high. Neil Mattson is associate professor of horticulture at Cornell University.
What it would really take to make this sector revolutionary is for us to have non-carbon-based energy, free energy, because they do require a tremendous amount of energy to light and control the growing environment for the plants.
Mattson is part of a team of researchers at Cornell who have a three-year, $2.4 million grant to study vertical farming versus field agriculture. But he says greenhouses that harness sunlight are more cost-effective and carbon-friendly than vertical farms that use artificial light. In New York, I'm Carol Zimmer for Marketplace.